Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Bereishis, we hear, of course, about Adam and Chava's sin in Gan Eden. The sly and the cunning Nachash tells Chava in Perek Gimel Pasuk Dalid that if she were to eat from the Eitz Hadas, she would not die. And then the Nachash says in the next Pasuk, Ki Yodea Elokim, because, says the Nachash, God knows, Ki V'yom Acholchem Mimenu, that the day you were to eat from the Eitz Hadas, V'nifkechu Einechem, your eyes would open, and V'yisem Kelokim Yodei Tovara, you will become like God himself, Yodei Tovara, you will know good from evil. That is what the Nachash says. But what does it mean? What was the Nachash saying, and how did that entice Chava to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Many Mefarshim, like the Ibn Ezra, Rav Avram ben Meir Ibn Ezra, who died in 1165, many Mefarshim say that the Nachash said that God knew that if you ate from the Eitz Hadas, you would become wise and shrewd, like Malachim, like angels, and God does not want that for you. That's the Ibn Ezra. And other Mefarshim as well. The Ralbag Rav Levi ben Gershon, who died in 1344, says that V'yisem Kelokim means that if you eat from the tree, from the Eitz Hadas, you will become rulers and leaders in this world. Kelokim here is not a name of God, but Kelohim. It's a word that means leadership, rulers. Leaders need to be Yodei Tovara. They must know what is good and what is evil. And with that new knowledge that you'll obtain once you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you can and you will become leaders of nations. That's the Ralbag. And many other Mefarshim ask questions on both of these approaches. If that is what the Nachash says, then why did the Nachash say that God didn't want that for them? Why would God not want Adam and Chava to become like angels or to become rulers of nations? So there's much discussion on this topic. Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in Parsha Yudtes and says that the Nachash said the following to Chava, Hashem is nervous. Hashem is nervous because if you eat from the Eitz Hadas, you will become like God himself, V'yisem Kelokim. You will be like God himself and you'll have the ability to become Yotzrei Olamos, creators of worlds. God himself, said the serpent, ate from that tree and he created the world. And he knows that if you eat from that tree, you too could create worlds. You could become Yotzei Olamos. But again, we can ask the same question on the Medrash and on Rashi. What's so bad about creating worlds that God did not want Adam and Chava to do? Why didn't Hashem want Adam and Chava to become Yotzei Olamos? What was the problem with becoming Yotzei Olamos? This question is asked by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas. He died in 1986, and he asks it in his Sefer on the Chumash, Emes LeYaakov, and he offers the following beautiful explanation. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that Rashi is explaining what was at the root of Adam and Chava's sin. He says that Adam and Chava knew that by eating they thought that by eating from the Eitz Hadas, they acquired the knowledge to know exactly how the world works, how everything is supposed to be, and why everything worked the way it did. Once they had that knowledge, they could then become Yotzei Olamos. They could then create new worlds, better worlds, with none of the mistakes, with none of the imperfections, so to speak, that exist in this world. They thought that anything that they did not understand in this world was not because they were limited, because they just didn't understand something. They thought that if they didn't understand something, it was because it was a flaw in the creation. It's not my problem. It's not my lack of knowledge. It's not my lack of understanding. It must be something else. It must be a flaw in creation itself. And that, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, is why Adam and Chava wanted to eat from the Eitz Hadas. They could then become Yotzrei Olamos. They would know Bein Tov L'Ra. They would know what was good and what was not good. Or at least they thought what was really good and really not good, better than God himself. And unfortunately, this sin and this mistaken thinking is still a part of many, many people in this world. When it comes to the world and how the world works, we say, either consciously or subconsciously, I know better than God. If I were in charge, if I created my own world, things would run better. The world would be more fair. It would be more just. There would be no pain. There would only be simcha and happiness and on and on and on. If I were in charge, if I were God, I would create a perfect world. I wouldn't create God's imperfect world, so to speak. And unfortunately, that, says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, is part of the Yetzer Hara. It's part of the Sin of Adam and Chava. And our job is to root that out of ourselves, to know and to accept that Hashem is perfect and true and whole. And any perceived shortcomings or flaws in the world are just that, perceived shortcomings, which reflect our own flaws and not, chas v'shalom, those of God. Have an amazing day, everyone.